Blog Talk Radio.
The Franciscan Friars of the Atonement present the Ave Maria Hour.
Hello, this is Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the Mountainside Grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
The story of Saint Pancratius.
Intolerance, persecution, these words are on your lips today, but they aren't new. I know, for I died because they existed nearly 1,800 years ago. I was 16 then, a boy like other boys. I went to school and learned my lessons. I laughed and played games, just as any other boy. But there was one word close to my heart, truth. That was how it happened.
Pancratius?
Yes?
Goodness. Home from school so soon? I didn't know it was so late.
Mother, look.
Well, what is it, son? Why, it's a medal. Where did you get it?
I won it. There was an oratory contest in school today, and I won it.
Oh, that's wonderful. Tell me, son, what did you speak about?
I spoke about truth.
Well, that's a big subject.
Yes, I suppose it is. But I told him how a real man is ready always to die for what he believes to be right and true. Mother.
Yes?
What is it? Well, you look so strange, as though you were frightened.
Perhaps I am. I was thinking, son, thinking of someone else who believed that same thing, who died because he believed it.
Who, Mother?
Your father. I've never told you about him, about how he died.
No, you never did.
Well, you were only an infant then. But you're old enough now to know. You're very like him. That's why I'm afraid.
Tell me, Mother.
Yes. But first I want you to have this as an extra prize.
Your locket, the one you always wear.
Open it, my son.
Well, why, look what's inside. What is it? Well, it looks like a piece of old linen. Dark brown.
But it was once red. Blood red. It's a piece of the garment your father wore when he died.
I don't understand.
Your father was put to death in the arena, torn and mangled by a black panther.
Mother!
He was put to death because he was not afraid to admit that he was a Christian. Because he wasn't afraid of the truth.
And this piece of linen is a symbol of the man he was.
Yes, my son. Wear the locket always. And remember why your father died. And for what he died.
The truth. My father had died for the truth. It was almost as though he had stood at my side when I wrote that speech, when I spoke so bravely of what I believed. This father of mine, whom I'd never known, seemed very close to me. He had died for what he believed. I wanted to know of this thing, which meant so much to him that he paid for it with his life. I asked my mother about this.
Mother,
what does it mean to be a Christian? What is a Christian?
A Christian is one who believes in our Lord Christ, my son. Christ, the Son of God, who died that we might have life everlasting. Oh, my son, I've been afraid. Afraid these many years to tell you that I was a Christian. Your father died because he was a Christian.
Tell me about him, Mother. Now I must know.
Yes. Now I will tell you. From the first, about our Lord, who, from the time he was born to that day when he was crucified upon the cross and rose again, I shall read to you from the Gospels, which I keep hidden over here, where it won't be found. Here it is. Now I will read. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, there came wise men of the east in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who is born king? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to adore him." And King Herod, hearing the trouble,
each day she read to me from the Gospels which had been copied on thick parchment pages.
And when the Sabbath was come, he began to teach in the synagogues. And many hearing him were in admiration of his doctrine, saying, "How came this man by all these things? And what wisdom is this that is given him? And such mighty works."
And it was from my mother that I learned to love God. It was from her I learned of my Lord Jesus Christ, who died upon the cross. And I knew why it was that my father died for love of him.
Book, he that giveth testimony of these things saith, "Surely I come quickly." Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you all. Amen. And that is all, my son.
Yes, I learned why my father had died for him. And everywhere I went, I seemed to hear my father's voice.
Hey. Faith, my son.
Calling to me from somewhere far away.
Faith and truth that shines like a lamp in a dark land.
But yet close by. Calling in the night.
Truth. Truth.
Calling as I sat at my study.
Truth.
Calling.
Truth.
In a dark land. A land where one was told what gods to worship. Not my Lord Christ, but the false gods of Rome. Juno, Satan, Jupiter, all these and more. But not Jesus, not the Son of the only true God.
These Christians, I thought we had wiped them out, intimidated them. And now you tell me they're rising up again. Lifting themselves out of the mire into which my heel has ground them?
Yes, your Imperial Majesty, it is true. They are worshipping in secret, in their homes, and in the depths of the catacombs.
They dare to disobey me, the fools!
Their fear has been put to sleep because there have been no persecutions of
then
me.
Then they must again be crushed.
Yes, Your Majesty. I think it would be wise.
You will issue a decree in my name. They shall be blotted out. And this time not one shall remain. Search them out of their holes. Kill them. Destroy them.
In the center of the city, where all could read it, the emperor's decree was posted. All Christians are to meet their death at the time of the next circus. All Christians. And I was to be one of them. I didn't want to die. I wanted to live and serve God. The decree spoke lies about us. It accused us of infamy, of treachery. They were lies, all lies. That night, when it was dark and the city was asleep, I stole to the marketplace. I saw no one about, and I made straight for the wall where the parchment had been nailed. And when I saw it there, I reached up and tore it down.
Who goes there? Who goes there? Stop! Stop for the name of the emperor! Stop, I say! Stop!
The guard was close behind me, but I was faster than he. I disappeared into the darkness of the Roman night. I ran home, bearing with me the decree that was my death sentence. The death sentence of all Christians in the city. Yes. I knew another would take its place the next day, but I couldn't have slept knowing that it hung there in the square. I placed the evil thing on the fire. I watched it curl and blacken, saw the words on the parchment blur, then turn to white ash.
Shame, my son.
Then I heard my father's voice through the crackling of the flames, calling to me.
Shame, my son. Faith and truth that shines like a lamp in a dark land. Truth, 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 truth.
Had the gods seen me in the dark? Would he recognize me as the one who had torn the emperor's decree from the wall? I didn't know. The next morning, I told my mother what I had done.
But if the guard recognized you, oh, my son... Why did you do such a foolish thing?
Mother, I don't quite know. Except that it told lies about us. And I couldn't bear to have it there in the marketplace where everyone could read it.
I know, son. I know, but if you're caught... Oh, you shouldn't have done it. I'm afraid. I'm afraid.
Please don't cry, Mother. Please don't.
But if I should lose you too, oh, my son,
I shan't want to leave you, but I couldn't hide what I felt. I couldn't. Remember the words you read to me. Remember what our Lord said. No man lighteth a candle and putteth it in a hidden place, nor under a bushel, but upon a candlestick, that they may come in and see the light. I tried to comfort my mother, tried to make her believe what I did not, that the soldiers wouldn't find me, that nothing would happen to me. She wouldn't let me leave the house. Together we waited until it was evening. And then... It happened.
Thank gracious, my son.
Mother.
It can mean only one thing. No friend would knock in such a fashion. Quick, you must hide.
No. No, they will find me out, and I would rather meet them here than have them drag me like a rat out of its hole. I'll open the door. I'm coming!
Found you at last. Why, I'd know this little devil anywhere.
Are you sure?
Of course I am.
Yes, I'm the one you want.
Oh, he admits it, huh? Okay, come along then. The emperor himself wants to have a little talk
son.
With you.
My son.
Don't cry, Mother.
Don't cry.
Come along, you.
I'm coming.
My son.
Mother, remember why I go. Remember that I go to die for him. For him who died for me. Sixteen is young to die. I wanted to live the long life that should have been before me. I wanted to grow to be a man. 16 years is not enough of life, nor long enough to serve God.
I stood before the Emperor Diocletian.
What name do they call you, my boy?
Pancratius, sire.
And do you admit to this act of vandalism with which the guard has charged you?
I do, sire.
You're only a lad, Pancratius. Full of mischief, I've no doubt. But you must have had some reason for this act.
Yes, I did.
And what was it? Why did you tear down my decree?
I tore it down because it was full of lies.
Lies? You speak in riddles.
Lies, yes. Lies about the Christians who have done nothing to deserve the fate you have decreed for them. They are good people, loving peace and one another. They are law-abiding people, doing harm to no one. But you would murder them because they do not worship as you wish them to. Because they do not worship your Roman gods.
You're quite an orator, my boy. But why does this concern you? Why do you defend these Christians? And how do you know these things of which you seem so sure?
I know because I am a Christian.
Oh, well, since you tore down my decree and destroyed it, I assume you know what it contained.
I do, sire.
Then I needn't bother to tell you what is to be your fate, you know.
Yes, sire. I know.
Take him away! Put this young idiot with the others!
For 2 long weeks, I lay chained in a dark dungeon, waiting for the circus holiday, waiting for my death. But I wasn't alone. I felt my father always at my side, assuring me, comforting me. I spoke with him as though he were there beside me. I told him of my fears and my lost hope. Oh, Father, I don't want to die. I don't want to leave my mother. She's crying now there at home. Isn't she, Father? I want to be with her again. It's dark here and cold and lonely. Father, don't let me be afraid. Help me. Help me.
Courage, my son. Have courage and faith. Don't be afraid.
And courage did come into my heart again. I thought of the words of the Lord Jesus, which my mother had read to me. And I prayed for the life everlasting that he had promised. The words came again to me. Follow thou me. And though there seemed no end to the waiting, the day of the circus came at last. I was the first to be led into the arena. And I stood there alone, with a cold hand of fear clutching at my heart again. I looked about me. I saw the crowd, saw the sun shining on the white togas of the men in the stadium. They were waiting too. And the emperor raised his hand. A lion was loose from its cage. I watched him coming closer, saw him crouch to spring, and then... As I waited... He turned and went away from me. Then a bear was loosed. A great black bear with glistening teeth and claws as long and sharp as knives. He jumped toward me. I could feel his breath hot on my face. But as he raised his claws to tear at my flesh, he too turned from me. And the crowd roared in anger. They shook their fists and screamed. Because they were being cheated of their sport. The emperor raised his hand again.
And from the largest cage of all, a bull charged out at me. The top was down. He came toward me, headlong, unseeing. I stood there, frozen. I couldn't have moved if I'd wanted to. The cruel horns would gore me, toss me into the air like a doll. Again I waited for the end. Suddenly, the bull stopped short. It was as though it had struck an invisible wall through which he could not pass. I marveled at what strange power kept me here, unharmed. I knelt, I prayed. They cried for a panther to be loosed, and then I knew that my death was at hand. I knew that I was to die as my father had died, that my crown of martyrdom was to be like his. Again I prayed, dear heavenly Father, help me. Make me not afraid, for I am afraid. Hear my prayer, O Lord, that I may meet death bravely, as my father did. Let me not falter or cry out, for I know that I've come to you. Amen. I saw the sleek body creep forward, close to the ground, slowly, so slowly, like a great cat stalking a tiny, frightened creature. I trembled as I watched, crouched, and then came hurtling through the air straight as an arrow. And I heard my father's voice whispering close to my ear.
Have courage and faith. I'm here at your side. I'm here with you. Courage. You die, but you die for truth.
A blinding agony of pain cut through my body like a knife.
And then, suddenly, it was gone. I felt a hand in mine, and there beside me was my father. I knew it was he. I knew that I was in the kingdom of heaven.
I want to thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour, brought to you by the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. For over 110 years, the Friars have devoted themselves to fulfilling St. Francis' prayer, to heal wounds, to unite what has fallen apart, and to bring home those who have lost their way. We work for Christian unity and interreligious understanding. We provide respite at our retreat center at Greymoor for those in need of spiritual renewal. We staff parishes throughout the world, serve as chaplains for colleges, hospitals, and prisons. We care for the ill through hospice work, ministry to those with HIV/AIDS. We also shelter the homeless and provide treatment and services for those suffering from alcoholism and drug addiction. If you would like to be included in our prayer list, participate in special St. Anthony Novenas, and or visit St. Anthony's Shrine, Greymoor. Attend a retreat, learn more about our Ave Maria Hour productions, or simply make a donation to assist us in fulfilling St. Francis' prayer to help those in need. Please visit our website at atonementfriars.org or email me at avemaria@atonementfriars.org. You can write to me, Father Bob, Friars of the Atonement, Greymoor, Post Office Box 300, Garrison, New York, 10524. And so, in closing, I ask for the blessing of God upon you and those you love. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may He look upon you with kindness and give you His peace. Amen.